This is The Truth Unfiltered with Dr. Ken Harris.
I heard a guy on a podcast say, if you're playing in a professional game that has been set up, if you go to a casino, the odds are markedly and wickedly against you winning. The house is set to win roughly 98% of the time.
Live at The Avenue, here's Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Denise Thomas is taking a well-deserved evening off, and I'm sitting here harassing you and all that stuff. I got to catch up on the talking text line, and I got to catch up on the YouTube chat. Y'all kind of, you know, kind of blowing it up a bit. But before we go, Sicer, you're on the Truth Unfiltered. How are you?
You made a comment earlier saying this, you would take local law enforcement over federal agents any day, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, what's the difference? Because people kind of got this idea of comfort. It is getting kind of delicate in a sense because people kind of lean on the idea of intimidation, of just sheer numbers and might and consequence. And it's a dangerous game right now more than ever because, you know, you're dealing with a president who has an idea or who idolizes the image of strength. So doing this is it's probably just going to push him over the edge because if you really think that was staged and he had to duck and run instead of pose and make a fist while Secret Service is all around him bleeding from his ear, you know, putting people's lives in jeopardy and everything like that, and you think this is staged, like, no, this is a guy just proving a point. And, you know, there's things we need to really take in consideration because, you know, you got kids getting gunned down in the street and people not batting an eye, and then you still got that situation in Gaza they're not talking about, and people are kind of numb to all this stuff. And you just scroll and you scroll and you just keep scrolling, and then you just giggle because you see something funny. So it's kind of like, okay, so where exactly are we at right now in society when people are arguing about labor, kids are going to school?
So then, you know, so then what is it? Well, what is it we should do then? So what should we do?
Well, I'm just, you know.
Because I am not a proponent that this is fake or that was the caller that said that. So what is it we should do then? Like, what's the remedy?
As a people in whole with a bunch of different ideas of opinions and perspectives of pride, what should we do?
I'm asking you.
Okay, so right now we have an issue with immigration, right?
I'm asking you what we should do with everything that you said with all the issues that are going on in America.
Well, we have
what should we do? We can go on. We can prioritize it.
So what's a priority right now? Crime?
You tell me.
Labor,
you tell me.
Healthcare, education.
What is it?
Well, you know, this is not just one thing one guy does. Like, no,
we got to start somewhere. We got to start somewhere. Where do we start?
So do we need a leader that we can trust to set these things right? Or
yes. And the leader will never be the president. So we can skip that. We can bash Trump till we're blue in the face. We cannot change the past. He's the president. So what do we do? He's the commander in chief of the U.S. Armed Forces. We don't control that. What are we going to do locally here today?
Well, we rely on government aid, right?
No, we don't. We got local taxes. It doesn't matter. We keep bypassing local leaders who are supposed to do things like make sure we are safe, make sure that business is good, make sure we don't have potholes in the street, make sure that the leaves aren't in the drain so that we get flooding, pick up our garbage, all that stuff. All the issues we have in Milwaukee are not getting done because everybody's brain is stuck on Trump. When are we going to get it done? Where do we start first, Sicer?
Life is easier than it's ever been, and people do make it hard. Then it has to be.
You going to answer my question? Where do we start?
I apologize.
No, not at all. Well, go right ahead.
We have to start at a local level. We do have to stop using Trump as a scapegoat. Why? Because it's distracting him, and it's going to cause stress on him, and it's going to affect us ultimately.
That's true.
I think what we do is start recognizing people. Now, we have we're at this weird crossroad right now where people are uncomfortable or nervous because it's mass hysteria or psychosis that the media has put on them because of the issue of immigration. But we also have this huge issue with crime and poverty and discrimination and everything here. So, you know, there's a nice hodgepodge. Like, you know, this whole situation that's being blown out of proportion with ICE and everything like that doesn't even have to be that bad because they can actually audit the companies that hire illegal or cheap labor.
Right.
Instead of taking it to the streets and reminding people of Gestapo-like days.
That is absolutely correct.
And if it is that much of an issue, why don't these companies do the right thing in the first place?
Because the same elected officials, know that they can make more money in the stock market and in profit if they have cheap labor. So no matter what we do and what, no matter what laws we have, we're always going to have cheap labor that comes in from another country and does the work. So it is what it is. Well, thank you for your call, Sizer. I appreciate it. Keep listening and give me a call back.
Everybody has this idea of universal wealth, right?
I don't.
Well, imagine if everybody is rich, who's going to be a happy server cutting steak or bringing extra napkins? If somebody makes a demand without saying please or thank you, will you quit your job because you can afford to do other things? Or could you do your job to the best of your ability without all the pride and ego?
I think
I
think it's important that everybody does their job and that everybody actually fulfills their purpose in life. But the only place you can do that is in a place like America and in a democratic republic that follows democracy. So I get it. I get it. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. 855-616-1620. Let me go back. Peter 262-227 said MS Now within the last hour had a live interview with a dinner attendee who by coincidence happened to be staying at the hotel next to the alleged shooter. And the man was totally surprised at the lack of any security imposed on any guests at the hotel except if they were going to go near the ballroom. Apparently, no search or scan of bags when they checked in or returned from the outside again except near the ballroom. And when the neighboring guest was not allowed back in his room while law enforcement was awaiting a warrant and the processing of the accused room, the bomb squad was waiting just in case, and no one thought to evacuate the hotel if, in fact, I were here with a bomb or with other dangers left behind. Seems ridiculous. That is the atmosphere we live in now. We are so afraid of offending people that even leadership goes out of their way not to actually do their job correctly. If that had happened 20 years ago, I would even safely say 10 years ago because I was still on the job, they would have evacuated that entire hotel. Now, there are certain instances where you can't evacuate private property. The police can't do that. Local police can't. If you have a bomb scare or somebody call in a bomb, right? The owner of the building has to decide whether or not they're going to evacuate that building because it's their private property. Police can't just come in and tell you, hey, get out. They can't do that. Not unless there's an imminent threat. Everybody that went into that hotel should have had their bag checked. Everybody in that hotel should have been wanded or passed through a metal detector. Would it have taken time? Yes. Would it have upset people? Yes. But would people be safe? Yes. Would a Secret Service agent be shot? No. Possibly not. And we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. But instead, we are where we are. And it's unfortunate. And some of the things Sizer said were true. Everybody wants everybody to have certain things in life, but nobody really wants to work for it. It should be easy. I want all the glitz and the glory and none of the grind. And it's unfortunate. So before break, I talked about dealing with all these ridiculous potholes. We're going to take another break. And I want to, again, thank Sizer for his call. There's a pothole patching plan. But the problem is they don't patch it over evenly. They just patch it over with asphalt, and then eventually the hole opens back up, and then next thing we got the same thing. But now we got side streets that are raggedy. We got major arteries that are raggedy. We got intersections that are raggedy. I've had to go to the dealership and the car repair place to get bulbs replaced because I hit the hole so hard that it popped out my blinker, my headlight, and my backup light. and my brake light. All at the same time. I got four messages. Boom! I got four messages right away. But we come back. This is starting to get ridiculous. I think Milwaukee should change its name, just like I said before. Pothole Heaven.
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered.
You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. Dr. Ken Harris, Denise Thomas is taking a much needed, much requested, much jealous time off. So, 19 minutes after the hour on the talk and text line, which is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. Or if you're listening on Sister Station 1017 The Truth, 833-212-1017 is the number. 262-210 said, amongst many other things, parenting, education, personal responsibility, and respect for the truth are the basis for 99% of our problem. Okay. Also added, what do we do about it? I don't know. It's like Iran. How do you change a cult that wants to kill Americans and Jews? Well, I wouldn't call it a cult first. That's one way. Two, having respect for another person's difference in religion and pursuing peace is one of the things that we have to do. There are a lot of things. I have not delved into the whole Iran, Israel, Lebanon. I haven't jumped in that because it's a whole other issue. People get offended. People get emotional. Christians get offended, even as a Christian. Christians get offended. They get emotional. They have certain biblical-based beliefs that they believe this is this and this is that, and chosen people and all that. And I've not waded into it because I have very specific ideas about it, some of which I think people will agree with. And others I think people will be astonished about. And I don't want to – I have to get myself – I have to toughen myself up for those who call me anti-Israeli, anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, so no matter what, I'm going to lose because I'm going to talk about it from the middle. And I'm going to look at both sides. And people in America are on sides. They're Republican, they're Democrat, they're black, they're white, they're male, they're female, they're this, they're that. It's starting to get, the gap is getting too wide to the point. 262-210 also said, you have to change the culture, and I don't know how you do that. And neither do I. Do you have an idea? 855-616-1620. I'm at a complete loss. Only thing I can control is what I can control. Number one, I can't change the past. There is absolutely nothing I can do to change the past. It's happened. You can't adjust for it. You can't adjust because of it. It just is what it is. See, you got to let it go. I say the same thing to my black friends about slavery. I say the same thing about housing in Milwaukee and how black people were treated in the 70s and redlining. We can get mad about it. We can just make sure it never happens again. And there's nothing we can do to change history. So if you forget it, you're doomed to repeat it. But if you don't dwell on it, we just might move forward. We're talking about, I'm not a biological person, right? We're talking about a chromosome. We're talking about one speck of your DNA that gave me more melanin than you. One region I was born in southwestern Africa, outside of Nigeria, in a land today called Benin, where my family comes from. Where the air is hot, So you need wider nostrils and larger lips to eat the food and breathe in hot air. Some people in my family came from up north in Europe with thin nostrils because the air was too cold. And over time, they had to readjust because it was too cold in Norway and Sweden. And those specks of DNA, those specks of life, those specks of molecules, those specks of now cause us to hate each other because it's different. But yet when you get cut, everybody bleeds red. You shoot somebody, if you shoot them, you might kill them. Everybody dies the same. And the weird part about it is everybody's going to die. So no matter what you're fighting and what you're spouting and what you're doing and what you think, every single person in the world has the exact same outcome. We just want our little piece of pie while we're here. Well, do it on your own time. Do it on your own. We take up an inordinate amount of time being in other people's business when we have no business being. Do I wish we had gone to Iran? Absolutely not. We should have stayed our hineys, as my mother used to say, your hiney, you're behind, at home. Let's fix stuff here first before we start helping and meddling and doing things. Marco Rubio was correct. We got pushed into it by Netanyahu. And now we're here. I separate the difference, Israeli versus Jewish. I separate that. And I have very, very specific thoughts and ideas because I look at both sides of an equation, both sides of an argument. That's why I don't call Muslims cults. Because if you really think about it, we're talking about three Abrahamic religions, right? That all started from Abraham. Islam, Judaism, Christianity. Think about that. Fighting then, fighting now. There's nothing new under the sun. We've been here before. We've fought this fight before. When will it end? Probably when Jesus comes back. And at the rate y'all going, y'all speeding it up. But I digress. It's just one of those topics. I need to do a deep dive and take a week. And on my radio show, Monday through Friday on 101.7 The Truth, dive in, take a day and dive into the Iran-Israeli conflict. And just look at the Middle East for what it is and what it's been and how we got here and little patterns I see amongst seven countries that have been talked about in the past and how we're on number seven right now. Like all those things that people haven't heard, don't see, and understand, it's not meant to trash what you believe. It's just additional information. You can accept it or not. You can accept it as fact or believe it or not. It's there. And it doesn't mean you're anti-Semitic or you're anti-Christian or you're anti-Islamic, you're anti, you can just make a statement. You know what I think is missing before we go to break? What I think is missing in America is the one thing that every single religion, regardless of what it is, or whether you consider it mainstream or cult or if it's, you know, whatever it is, whatever Eastern religion, whatever Southeastern religion, whatever Middle Eastern religion, whatever Western, whatever it is, whether it came from you know, Abrahamic, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. There's only one thing that all the religions seem to miss. And I just find it interesting that if we had that one thing, we really wouldn't be in this nonsense. 414-578 said, our religions began as cults, so it's funny when they call each other cults. Zionism is as bad, if not worse, than the regime in Iran. We should not be picking sides and just pushing for peace, but Israel should be held to the same standards as far as nuclear weapons go as Iran. Those are his words, not mine. Or her words. I don't necessarily believe that all religions start as cults, but that's neither here nor there. When we come back, I'm going to give you my word that I think we all need. We all need this one thing, regardless of your religious or non-religious or spirituality or non-spirituality affiliation. We all need this one thing. And I think if we gave it to each other, it might work. We'll also talk about this thing that's not in the news. I find that ironic. This foolishness that's going on the South Side. You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Truth Unfiltered.
33 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Truth Unfiltered. Whenever or wherever or however you're listening, just know we're here live on YouTube as well. You can just search 620 WTMJ on YouTube. Subscribe today. Make sure you hit the notification bell every time we're live. Ding! It'll pop up. If you got to give us a call, text, call, you name it. Signing Unlimited, WTMJ Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Or if you're listening on our sister station, 833-212-1017 is the Talk and Text Line for 101.7 The Truth, where I hang out every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Before we get to my word, I think should be with everyone. 262-210 said, you're right, cult is a bad choice of words. I guess it would be the belief that you have to eliminate a certain group of people. I don't know what you call that. it's a G word. It's called genocide. Got to get rid of that. That part. Yeah. by the way, weather right now is 60. Well, let me refresh this to make sure I get the right temperature. Because, you know, it's 65 degrees. Feels like 65. The high today was 67. Low 50. The A winds are from the east, northeast at about 7 miles an hour. So it should be cooling off just a touch, about 9 more degrees. And then, you know, we'll be, you know, or should I say, anyway, 10, 13 more degrees and we'll be a little cooler tonight. Not bad. It was pretty peaceful. I slept a long time yesterday, but anyway, I think what's needed in America and what's needed between religions, along with trust, is grace. People have to give each other grace. As I've aged, as I've gotten older, I recognize younger people have time, older people have wisdom. They intersect between 35 and 40 years old, and that's when you start to realize, I think that's what I want to do. I think that's where I want to go. Make your change. Grow, get a new house, move an apartment, something, right? Always make sure that you give people grace. Stop getting mad at the old white lady who's afraid, who said, I'm calling the police because there's a black fella in a police uniform and they don't have black police officers in Milwaukee on the South Side. Lady had to have been 80 years old, old Polish lady on the South Side. Am I going to get mad at her? No. Ain't mad at her. She's living in her life and in her experience. So I called my Polish sergeant who had 9,627 letters in his name. I say that jokingly, having grown up on the South Side of Chicago and, like, I don't know, 40% of my friends were Polish, came and talked to her and spoke Polish with her and calmed her down and helped her out. And she was scared. And you got to give that lady grace. Got to give her grace. When I go to the mall and people, and I'm walking, and this is just me. if you're any cop worth your salt, you never pull straight into a parking space. You back in so when you pull out, you can see where you're going. That means that my driver's side is next to the next person's driver's side. And now we're both walking in, and the woman in front of me panics. Where are you going? And then she looks at me and says, that's not your car. Then I press the button. Beep, beep. And she looks at me. Now, are you saying I'm not supposed to be driving that car or I'm supposed to be here for that, right? But think about where I am. I'm at a parking lot at a mall where people have been robbed and carjacked. So if you remove race and gender, and I'm not going to say what race she was either, and don't assume she was a white female because she wasn't. When you get through that, I had to get a woman some grace. Yes, ma'am, I'm just waiting for you to get in your car, then I'll get in mine. Absolutely. You have a great rest of your day. You shouldn't have said that. That woman was living with an experience that one of her family members might have been carjacked, or she was just scared. Take a step back, let her go. Hello. We need to give each other more grace. We need to let people be who they are. I let Evan be who he is every single Sunday we're here. Every single Sunday. He talks all that sports nonsense. He talks all that. I just let it go. Okay. You know why? Because I got to give him some grace. Why? Because he's usually right. I just never tell him, but he's usually right. And then I'm sitting here middle of the week and something happens and I'll go, that's the same thing Evan says Sunday. Right again. Now, I wish, Evan, if you would be so kind as to pontificate about the potholes we got in the city of Milwaukee, that might make me a little happier. Story from WISN.com. Milwaukee's Department of Public Works said crews are working extended hours to address a city-wide pothole program, prioritizing repairs on high-speed, high-volume corridors over local streets. Watch this. You're not going to get cars on high-speed, high-volume corridors over local streets because the local streets are so torn up that your car will break down and you can't make it to the curb, to the other street. I don't get it. What say you? What are we going
to
do?
I was just going to say, I don't know if you're listening to the intro to the first hour, and it stems back when they announced the I-94 project, eight-year project, and you're talking about how the side streets are going to get more torn up.
Yep.
I think that's what we're going to see more of, and we're going to see more potholes because there's more city traffic trying to get around the eight-year project by American Family Field.
Did anybody think this through?
Probably not.
Like, we literally say it. So I'm going to take traffic off of the interstate. They're going to go on the side streets and the major corridors. So now we're going to triple or quadruple the amount of traffic on those streets, tear them up, and then have the city fix it. And the state stand there like, hey, it's not our problem.
And it's not just my car or your car or a Prius or a Honda or Hyundai. It's semi-trucks and dump trucks and trucks that carry a lot of weight that are also contributing now to the road deteriorating even quicker.
Now, remember, we don't have a 27th Street viaduct and we don't have a 16th Street viaduct. They're not there. So what do we do? So everybody that goes to the south side goes to 35th Street or takes 175 to the south side. Or they go all the way over to 1st Street or 6th Street and go south. And those are pretty significant bridges. And I don't trust bridges in Milwaukee or anywhere in America because, you know, we built the interstates in the mid, like literally I was a child when they opened up I-94, I-90 through Chicago.
I haven't trusted bridges since Minnesota.
So since that bridge from Minnesota, when people were crossing over, why you would put a university on an island? That's another issue. And put a moat around? Anyway, so you got a river and it crashed and it fell. And I'm like, well, what's the problem? Well, those are the same bridges. When you see them falling, when you're under the Hone Bridge, and you're thinking to yourself, one time, that's all it takes. You only get once. That's what I always tell my kids and I tell people about wearing seatbelts. You only get one time not to wear them, and if you crash, you're done. You get one time for that stress to go, and it's over. And can those bridges hold the dead weight that they have? You know, the difference between live load and dead load is live load move. It's like when you hang a picture on a wall, right? That's dead load. You're putting it in one place, you're putting a nail in it, and then you're hanging a picture. The load of your wall is rated to a certain weight. So you can only hang a picture so big. It's like your TV. You got to get a frame, put it on a stud, and then put it in. Otherwise, it's going to fall. I don't know in 1960s we imagined the number of cars we have today, because most people had one car garages and one car. And now we got two. An internal email obtained by WISN 12 revealed the prioritization plan following a 12 News report that DPW received the highest number of pothole repair calls since 2019. Residents say the issue is long overdue. Potholes continue to damage city vehicles across the city. Chanel Ellis said it's a mess. This past Friday, DPW confirmed it is finalizing plans to allocate additional resources to pothole repairs. And one pothole on 19th and State is so large, WISN 12 reporter TJ Dysert demonstrated how he could sit inside of it. Residents say the cost of repairing their vehicles after hitting potholes is a major concern. DPW typically takes 7 days to fill potholes, but some residents say the problem has persisted for years, and it has. I agree. Lorenzo Martin said this has been here when I moved here
2 years ago.
Residents can report potholes in their neighborhoods by visiting the city's website. Oh, joy. So now I got to call you to fix something. Why do I need to call you to fix something when literally if you just drive down the street, give them a street. Hey, dude, I need you to do Locust. I need you to start. Let me see. Milwaukee ends on Locust at whatever street, 76th, 84th, and just go east and just do all of Locust and be done. Go through anywhere on the south side. Go down 6th Street. Right? Go down Oklahoma Avenue. Start at 100th and 108th and just go east. And then just fix all the holes. Why is that so hard? I don't understand. There is no reason why we don't have this going right now. It just makes absolutely no sense. Once again, the city is rearing its ugly head to make things worse. So I can't go one night, 45 minutes after the hour, I can't go one night without trashing the media once again. You know, got to talk about myself, right? And the stories that we have and how we connect them, north side versus south side versus black versus white versus all that. I want to dive into exactly, does no shots fired mean you're safe?
Welcome back to The Truth Unfiltered.
You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number 4-1017 The Truth. Or you can go to 855-616-1620 for the Sighting Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. If all else fails, you can also just go to 620 WTMJ on YouTube. Subscribe, hit the notification bell, and you'll get a notification. Airtime, we are live.
Also on Twitter, too.
And on Twitter, live. 414-588 said, do you know why the streets are so bad? Because a certain party, I got to get into politics now, have been in power in Milwaukee for like beginning of time. LOL. Thought it would be a great idea to bring back public transportation. Nobody wanted. And was last popular in the 20s and 30s, the trolley. How many tens of millions of dollars are wasted on that? Power lines moved to lane roads reduced to one, your Democratic or Democrat party. It's not mine. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm an independent / libertarian. So let me work through that, because before the break we were talking about all the potholes in the city and all the nonsensical things that are going on in the city. The streets are not that bad because of a certain party. The streets are that bad because we don't have any money. We don't have any money because we've pretty much milked every single system we have. We want to put more money into MPS, but we have less kids. And then the teachers want to raise. They want to make more money. Don't really care about the kids. I'm talking about the union, not the teachers. And so we have that going on, which is separate from the city. But they take money from the city from people who have houses. Nobody wants to raise money. They want to take all your money, but they want to pretend like they're not. So they fee you to death. So if you own property, if you really want to dip into the pockets of the people that own property and use garbage, you should pay for your garbage can. Make people pay. Now, you already pay. If you get an extra can, it's like $17 a year or $17 a month or something. You pay more for it, and they pick it up. If you're really going to do it the right way, do that. We need more public transportation because, like some people who live in suburbs and live in other places and live in better neighborhoods, they don't have cars. Not everybody can afford a car. So because everybody can't afford a car, you need public transportation. There is a capitalist, socialist balance you have to have in any economy in order for it to work. We can pretend like we don't have that. We can pretend like we don't need it, but we very much do. All right. So before the break, I talked about, well, whether or not we're going to go through this nonsense of does no shots fired mean it's safer? Well, I don't know if you remember or you were even told from Fox 6 Now, a street takeover in Milwaukee's Bayview neighborhood drew a police response on late Saturday, but officials say there's no evidence that shots were fired. Nobody asked you that. It was a street takeover. Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich said a group of cars and people gathered near KK and Lincoln for about 30 minutes before being dispersed when police arrived. She spoke with police department captain who confirmed fireworks, not gunfire, was reported during the incident. Of course we play it down. It's the South Side. The group then moved around the area before breaking up. At some point, a slapstick device was used, puncturing the tires of some of the vehicles involved in the takeover. Dmitrievich said she also spoke with the fire department chief, and investigators are working to determine whether the gathering is connected to a nearby firehouse. Huh? So they had noise and activity, and it escalated and screaming and engine noise and fireworks and all that. Now, they'll never call it. It could have been gunfire, but they're going to make sure all the stories say it was fireworks. Why is that? Because they played out everything on the South Side. Where's the news coverage from the South Side? Where's the news coverage when people act a fool in certain neighborhoods? Well, I'll tell you, having 30 years in law enforcement here in the city of Milwaukee and in the county and in the state, I've learned that people on the South Side, including some reporters, downplay their own neighborhoods. They downplay predominantly white neighborhoods, and they act like nothing ever happened. There were no shots fired, if I recall, at Bayshore Mall. Kids acting foolish, doing what they do. These were probably adults on the South Side. Nobody say nothing. Just pass it on. It's Bayview. We're not going to make that look bad. That's the problem. So here's a story buried on a website. Haven't seen this story on another website. Updated today, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Daylight Time. Story by Kevin Schwaller and Durante Matthews. Nothing. Didn't hear about it on other newspapers. Wasn't in JS Online. Wasn't ever just what happened. That is a perfect example of when I talk about individualism versus group. One thing happens at Bayshore Mall, all the black kids get castigated and they're terrible, and leadership and their families, and this is how black people are. And we're not going to get to the issues that are happening in the county with people that work down in the park and at the boat dock and how they treated Kyle Wallace when he was down there. We're not going to get into that. We'll do that some other day. Yeah. It's a tale of two cities. It's a tale of two cities. And then when we call it out, you're being racial. No, I'm just being factual. That is what happened. And it's unfortunate that we do that. We talk everything down. Where is Marina Dmitrievich, the older woman? Why wasn't she on TV everywhere talking about how terrible it was? Oh, it was only for 30 minutes. They play everything down. They didn't get the time. Oh, Northside, it was there for 2 hours. It was there for all. They have every single detail they could find. But when it's on the South Side, oh, yeah, they broke up. Shots fired, yeah, firecrackers. You fire a firecracker off on the North Side, 12,000 cops show up. Firecracker on the South Side, yeah. Police probably took their time going. Got there, look around, what they doing? All right, y'all move now. Go on, move on. Why didn't y'all do that at Bayshore? Why didn't you do that downtown Milwaukee? Because we shut the street down in Milwaukee for Code Red. And we let people come down from the suburbs and hang out. And most of those people don't look like me. So they can walk in the street drunk. They can walk down the street drunk. And you can go a mile, half mile south of there, south of Wisconsin Avenue, and you'll get a ticket for walking in the same street. Because they don't shut down the street for those clubs. If you were really going to do it right, shut down all of Water Street down to Michigan. And then let people have some fun. Regulate it. Put an entrance up where you got to swipe your ID to get in. So if you act a fool, we already got your information. And every week, they just dump it. Okay, it's been X amount of days. Boop, delete. And you delete all the IDs out the system. And you restart. And you know where your information goes. You know how you stop it. Give them space to take the cars and spin around and let them get their information and pay extra for insurance and pay a fee and let them just drive up and down the street and mind their own business. Do it the way they do in San Diego. Make money off of it. Give the taxpayers a break. Oh, that's what you want to do? Okay, you got to have insurance. You got to have this. And you got to pay an extra fee that gives you extra insurance. And we're going to have tow trucks there and car repair places and food and everybody's just going to have a great time. If that's what you want to do. But Milwaukee is too conservative to do that. Oh, we can't do that? We've never done that before. Heard it from the police department, heard it from the fire department, heard it from the city. But yet they want to be moving into the 21st century. I don't think anybody reminded you we're like 26 years in. Your streets need to catch up. Political leadership needs to catch up. The people need to catch up. Because I'm disappointed. But it'll get better. It always does. You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful start of your week.